welcome to the program. Monica Mosier from the Jackson Community Foundation, Executive Director. Good morning, Monica. And while we're talking about consumers' energy, pretty big news from Patty Poppe this week. Like to have you talk about it and get that from your perspective.
Sure, Greg. Thanks for giving us the opportunity to talk about the Dreammaker Fund. The fund was established with a gift of $1 million to the Jackson Community Foundation, and it is designed to be a small business emergency relief fund. And so there's a team of people, you wouldn't believe the team that gathered to put together all of the mechanisms in place so that we can try and get $1 million out the door very shortly to small businesses just in Jackson County.
So tell us how people can get involved in that or apply for it, Monica.
So there are two ways to get involved. If you're a small business in Jackson County, you can go to the dreammakerfund.org and apply. It's a pretty simple application that is all electronic. There is a requirement to submit a financial statement or a most recent tax return or and a kind of a budget as, so that we can see how cash flow is going for the small business. And there are a team of people who are reviewing those applications as we speak. I got an update this morning, and we have over 300 applications already, and the application just opened up Monday morning. So the need is great, and the stories are crazy. The second way that you can help is actually by donating to the fund. You can go to jacksoncf.org, and there is a link on our homepage, and we're already getting donations into the fund. And so that'll make that $1 million go a little bit farther. If you think $1 million is a lot of money, Greg, but when you think about it, if we're doing up to $5,000 for each grant, that's only about 200 grants. So I heard that we have over 8,500 small businesses just in Jackson County.
Yeah, that and Patty mentioned it when she was on the show the other day. That will probably not last long, and you put that into perspective.
Yeah. So the other way that people can help,
Monica Mosier with us from the Jackson Community Foundation, COVID-19 Action Network has been an amazing group, Monica, that has been put together here on the run. Talk about that.
Yeah, so there is a group of, you know, Greg, you've heard this before. We've been working in a collaborative way in Jackson County for years, and we've had these groups of people across sectors really harnessing and leveraging all of their resources together. So I think in Jackson County, we were really lucky to have that that experience, and we were able, with Zoe Lyons from the Department of Health and Human Services, we were able to put a team together right away that has been having a daily call and connecting what the schools are doing, what government is doing, what the nonprofits are doing. And in response to that group, the Jackson Community Foundation and the United Way pulled together to start a COVID-19 response fund. So if you can think about this response fund kind of as a complementary fund to the Dreammaker Fund. So the response fund, the COVID-19 response fund, is really designed to help gather donations and then turn right around and support our residents who are struggling with things like diapers and formula and wipes and food, and then also to support our nonprofits with operating expenses, just like we're supporting our small businesses with operating. We hope to support the nonprofits that have to stay open and are on the front lines of serving people who are hungry, who need shelter, and the response to that, I got an email from Ken last night. We raised over $100,000 in 1 week already.
Oh, that's fantastic. We just talked to Wendy Clough, and she was from Habitat talking about how quickly the cash is going to run out for them. Small businesses the same way. They don't have a big supply of cash on hand, so very needed. How can people help out there, Monica?
So the way to help out there is to go to the United Way's website and or our website. There are links on both, and click the Donate Now button. And, you know, I have to mention not only are individuals stepping up and donating, but also our local foundations are. We got an amazing gift from the Alro Foundation of $50,000. We were able to help start the fund with $5,000. And there are Consumers Energy actually had about over $10,000 in gift cards, and we were able to use those gift cards to, you know, buy some of the supplies people need, but also give some of those gift cards to things like McDonald's and Subway to help people bridge some food gaps. So I you know this, and I know this, Jackson is an amazing community, but it's all hands on deck, and we're just so thankful. And if you can help, now's the time to reach out and go to the website and make a donation.
And I know you're hooked up with the Jackson YMCA. Is that a site where people can pick up a donation item?
Indeed. So the Jackson YMCA is currently the only site where we have the ability to drop off, for folks to drop off items, because then they need to be sanitized before they can be given back out to individuals. And we're working on some more sites. We think we might have another site coming live soon, so keep your... stay tuned for that. But the logistics of all of this is kind of crazy, as you can imagine. So that JCAN, that group, is really working hard to make sure that we're putting all the right processes and policies in place to make sure everybody's safe.
So you're thrust right in the middle of all that, Monica. It's been an amazing couple weeks, hasn't it? Probably for your group.
You know, it has, and for United Way and all of the organizations that are pulling together. And again, you know, I keep saying this, but we are so lucky. When I hear other community foundations and United Way is struggling to even get a leadership group together to start thinking about how to tackle some of these problems, we're 2 weeks ahead of them. So, you know, we are so very lucky, and our community steps up over and over again. And although this is difficult right now, this is exactly what we've been training for all of these years, right? This is why we exist. This is why community foundations and United Ways are so important to community.
So, again, Dream Makers, again, that money is not going to last very long with all the small businesses we have around here. Best way to go to your website to get info, Monica?
Yeah, there's actually a special place. So it's dreammakerfund.org. You can get to it by just simply typing that in or going to our website or the Enterprise Group's website. And the application, the first day, the application actually went down for a few minutes because there were so many people trying to apply at once. But it seems like that is steadied, and we have worked through some kinks, and it's all working now.
Well, fantastic. Sounds like that's going to be a popular website. Monica Moser, the executive director of the Jackson Community Foundation, president, chief executive officer, the grand poobah of the Community Foundation. And we thank Monica for joining us here.